by far my favorite station.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy. Enjoy.
By far my favourite station.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
Right now in UK Talk Radio, we turn the spotlights on Purity of Heart. And we're going to find out more about two singles, which we're playing on UK Talk Radio, which come from the album. But Peter, first of all, let's focus on the album Aerial Drive. Tell me a little bit more about the album itself.
The album Aerial Drive, you know, for Aerial Dive, you know, but it's an aerial drive. God is moving me forward and in my life. And, you know, I started off, you know, I had a really rough life and God restored me. He healed me of post-traumatic stress disorder. And just recently too, I mean, God really broke through and I've been writing songs late, most of this time, just about my love for him and what he's done for me and what he will do for anyone, you know, because my heart is to, share how good God is, And not a lot of people know how good God is. And he really is.
It's a very powerful message. You know, obviously in your life, God has changed your life. And you're getting, it sounds like there's also healing. Let's talk about some of the tracks which are on the album. So one of the tracks is called Child of Light. Now that's going to be in the chart. So tell us a little bit about the song Child of Light.
Okay, Child of Light was written when I was born again. I became born again. And, you know, it was an overnight transformation. And, you know, it just kept on getting better as I progressed in God. And basically the whole message of the song is hold on to your testimony, hold on to your faith, because God is going to get you through.
Second track, which is coming from the album, is called Holding My Breath. So tell us a little bit about this track.
Yes, it was. Okay, so this was a very hard season of my life. And in fact, so hard. I was waiting for God to do something. I was holding my breath, waiting for him. I know it almost sounds like satire, almost in the sense, you know, waiting for God to do something. It's like nothing is happening. But, you know, he was in the midst of my sorrows and he helped me through that. He was with me the whole time. And, you know, I have a really strong connection with God, kind of prophetic in a sense, you know, and I don't know, he just always been faithful to me, always showed love through little things he did for me, you know, the kindness through other people, just God moving supernaturally in my life. He, He healed me of depression and suicidal tendencies and all kinds of mess. I was a mess. And yeah, I was waiting on the Lord, and he got me through.
I mean, these are massive changes in your life. Also, what I like on the track is there's quite a lot of harmony, and there are quite a lot of voices coming in and out of each other. So how did you actually produce that? It's quite clever the way that the voices come in and out of each other. So mm-hmm. How did that actually come together?
Multi-tracks. I'll sing the track. I'll record the instruments separately, and I'll add on to it. I'll layer it. That's how I do it.
And I guess also you've got to have an idea in your mind. So that's the kind of technical mm-hmm. process. But obviously you've got to create that song in your mind when you're songwriting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But I think it spontaneously happens with me a lot. I mean, it just comes out of my heart. I mean, I don't know. I spend time with the Lord, you know, in prayer and everything. And you know, I'll take my guitar. I have a Taylor and just go in my room and start playing. And all of a sudden the Lord will say, record, record. I'm like, yes, okay. And get in front of my mic and just record what freshly came from the Lord. And, you know, that relationship is what really made the songs happen. It had nothing to do with just being clever or writing lyrics, because I'm bad at writing lyrics and making them sound good and without too many syllables, or, you know, I just spontaneously worship, and they come from the heart, yes, but they come all ultimately from the Lord.
And this relationship is obviously central to your life and very important. So tell me about when it first started and how long this journey has gone on for you.
Oh, yes. I was 15 years old and I was a troublemaker. So I wanted to become a Christian. Let me start off with that. But yet I was a troublemaker, and I got myself in a little trouble with the law when I was like 15 years old. And so, I don't know, my grandfather hid me in a garbage can while they were looking for me. And then they sent me to my aunt's place, and she was a born again, spirit filled Christian. And she prayed over me, and I received the Lord that day. And, it was a transformation. I felt the presence of God that day. And I've been ultimately seeking that presence more and more. And I became the Lord gifted me as an intercessor, prophetic intercessor. You know, I reach into people's lives, you know, pray for people, you know, mentor people. Yeah, I mean, God has been moving through my relationship to help others. And that's my heart, to help others.
And this sounds to me as if this is a journey which started from that moment and has, mm-hmm. has grown yeah. and become ever more important to you.
Yes. Yeah, it really is important to me. God has given me love for people, you know, and people I don't even know. I pray for people over the internet too. And I just pray God's heart for them, you know, and God's love for them.
And you know? And is this people who reach out to you? So how does that contact mm-hmm. come about? They just reach out to you through a website?
Reddit, or Facebook. Yeah, not only that, but through church. And I just reach out to people, say, hey, do you need prayer? And, you know, and it just kind of organically happens. You know, God works through people's lives. I mentored a few people. And actually, I'm seeing somebody Saturday to pray over them. They're in a very rough spot. And yeah.
Well, I wish you good luck with that work. Yeah. And it sounds a great work to do. Just to round off, tell us a little bit about where we can find and where we can get hold of Aerial Drive and find out more about the album.
Oh, yes. It's on Spotify, Apple Music. I think it might be on iTunes. Don't quote me on that. But it's also on Deezer. It's basically I got to distribute it through DistroKid, and they go through all the multiple different music distributions. But the main ones, Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Music, and yeah, and Deezer and other venues out there.
Perfect. Yeah. Peter, thank you for your time, and I wish you all the best with the album and also the best in the singles chart here at UK Talk Radio. So thank you once again.
God bless you.